Good afternoon, this is Richard McCann here. Hope you're all well out there. I just thought I'd create this audio because I've just been to an event at in Huddersfield, the Gal Farm Stadium, where I heard it's a four-person panel talking at a big networking event, and the theme of the event was leadership and whether or not we're born with it or whether or not it's something we can learn, which we could talk about another time. But what I want to share with you is a short story that I heard, which I thought was fascinating, a great example, a great inspiration actually for people today. The speaker in question was representing an organisation called David Brown Tractors. David Brown Tractors produce those old tractors that you may have seen over the years, you know, the ones where they don't have a cabin, they just have a little seat on top of the tractor. And sales were down in recent years, and you know, they were struggling, to be honest with you. And basically somebody bought the company called Jim McCall from Scotland, an entrepreneur, very successful man. And what actually happened was, because sales were down and they were struggling, Jim asked the people on the ground, what could we do to grow our business? That's a great question, by the way. What can we do to grow our business? And to begin with, they were saying, well, no, it's all been done, shrugging their shoulders. Yeah, we've tried everything, or things that they tried in the past never worked, so what's the point trying again? That kind of, you know, negative response. So Jim left that until he returned to his next meeting, and he said, well, okay, what ideas, what innovation, what can we do to grow our business? Once again, yeah, no, we've tried it all, it's all been done, blah, 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 all negativity. But he kept going and he kept chipping away. See, he was certain that, you know, there was gems of ideas within his people. And, you know, finally they cracked. Finally somebody suggested, hey, hang on, maybe we could use some of our technology that we use with the tractors and create something new, a market that we've not entered before, and that was wind turbines. Wind turbines, as you'll know, is a new way of creating energy, and things being what they are, it's a growing market. Not only is it a growing market, but wind turbines, he went on to tell us, have been around for 20 years and they're starting to break down and to require some maintenance. So what David Brown Tractors in Huddersfield have decided to do is they're going to maintain those turbines and obviously build new ones. I think I heard today that they are going to be building the biggest, the world's largest wind turbine, 10 times the size of the ones that you get on the hillsides to go out to sea. And what I heard, this was a fantastic bit, David Brown Tractors in Huddersfield, projections for the next 4 to 5 years are to quadruple. Fourfold. What about that? Now, if Jim had listened to the people when they initially said, no, we've tried everything, and no, it's all been done, and, you know, things are doom and gloom, all the rest of it, they would not have been in the position that they are today. I mean, how fantastic is that? And a great example that within each of us and within our people, there are ideas that have not been thought of. There are ways that we can use our technology, our expertise, what we do right now, in other ways to create more work, to create more income, to grow in ways that we're not doing right now. So why not ask yourself the same question? What could I do to grow, both as a person or you know, as a sole trader or as an organisation? Or ask your people, what ideas have you got? I mean, one of the signs of an engaging leader, the new emerging engaging leader, is empowering our people to make decisions for themselves. So if David Brown can do it, so can we. Anyway, I hope you ask yourself the same question. I hope you come up with an answer, and I hope you implement it rather than sitting back and letting those great ideas go to waste. Anyway, I'll cut it dead there because I get 5 minutes maximum and I'm at 4 minutes, 7 seconds now. I'll say have a great day. Please share this on your Facebook or your LinkedIn or your Twitter, to your Twitter followers. And hopefully I can grow my business. Richard McCann, motivational speaker and number one best-selling author. Bye for now. If you want to get hold of me, you can. I'm at richard@richardmccann.co.uk or my web address is richardmccann.co.uk too. Bye for now. And with 30 seconds to spare as well. Bye-bye.